Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self-care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Grand Rising, everybody. I am so excited to be here and another Tuesday morning and have my good friend and actually wise friend, Dr. Casey LaPierre, also a reverend, we're going to do something really transformational. You guys are so funny. I'm glowing. Well, I did the bod most all night last night because my brain was racing. So I took my bod and I put it on last night and got rid of all those racing thoughts and slept with it, got rid of my self-limiting beliefs, whatever that was, you know, the subconscious mind, just had that thing running. So maybe that's why I'm glowing. Left that crap behind, just going to tell you. But I have Dr. Casey LaPierre here this morning. And, you know, Casey is very amazing. She's a young woman, right, who has a lot of gifts where she can help others help themselves. And so today, and that's just one of them, but we're going to show you how to help yourself. So buckle up, sit tight, and we're going to teach you together quite a few things. We're going to teach you techniques as grounding, using intent. And when you use intent, you can manifest anything, by the way. Setting energetic boundaries. We're going to teach you a little bit about breath work and muscle testing. Well, we've got quite a show. I'm not sure if we're going to fit it all in today, but whatever we get in, we'll get in, and then we'll just bring Dr. Casey back, just like that. So without further ado, let me see if I can. Good morning, beautiful.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. I am happy. I am good. I was saying that everyone was saying how I'm glowing this morning. Literally, don't know why. I mean, I think I know why. I couldn't sleep last night because, you know, we've got this functional food program. There's so much interest. People are so excited to be experiencing it, you know, where we're at. And there's so much content that we're adding, and I always feel like I can't get it in there fast enough. So my brain starts to race, and I just used my bottle last night and just put it out. Got rid of all my crap. I'm like, okay.
Very cool.
Yeah. So, you know, so first of all, thank you for coming back on the show again today.
You're so welcome.
Yeah, we're very grateful to have you. And so tell us, I mean, for those people who didn't get a chance to hear you last time, why did you become a doctor? Why did you go into this field? Because, I mean, it's not just you're not like Western, you're Eastern.
Yeah. Well, I was sick my whole childhood, and I think it was just allergies, common colds, stuff like that. And given antibiotics 4 or 5 times a year, it just destroyed my, you know, microbiome and led into like candida imbalance, like chronic and sustained. And I got to a point where I couldn't eat anymore. Just tons of allergies. So with a lot of frustration with all the doctors, I was like, wow, I'm going to have to heal myself. So I started looking into a naturopath school, and then eventually I just went to Life University in Georgia. And I was like, wow, I don't know what it is, but I got to be here. And so, you know, I started going down the road of chiropractic and started also tap into just different energy work and start learning how to muscle test and really tune inward into my body and help balance it again.
Yeah, I mean, and the muscle testing is amazing. You know, and everyone does it a little differently. So if you're listening and you do already use muscle testing and it's working for you, great. We're going to show you all different types of ways, right? I know that I have several ways in which I muscle test things. Do you have several ways too?
Yes, I've made up ways. I have all kinds of ways, yeah.
So that's really the key thing. I want people to hear you say that again. You made up ways,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And you made up ways because you tuned into your own body.
Yep. Especially if, you know, like if you're in fear about something, you start to shut down, you know, your chakras and stuff, and you might not get the right answers. Just be careful with that. So that's where it led me into finding different ways where I could feel balanced and make up a way that, you know, there's no denying, like, okay, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of the key things that I found for me, like, because if let's talk about the fear for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's in fear mode, that's the entryway for the dark side to send, like, a message that's not in alignment with your highest self. Would you agree?
Yeah, you can easily be deceived because what's happening, it's like if you imagine like your crown chakra like a spotlight and you're trying to hook into source, but when you start to go into fear, you just start to shut that down, spotlight shuts off, and now you're kind of like in the dark and you can't really tell what's what. The truth is no longer coming in, and it's just easy that anything like right in your path here, it feel like oh my God, that's what it could be. And that's what I found over time. It's, you really have to be in your center, and it's really, people take it for granted, but you really have to be hydrated.
You have to be what?
Hydrated. You need to make sure you're drinking enough water.
Oh, really good point.
You're not. You won't get appropriate muscle testing. The muscles don't have water. It'll contract. Exactly.
Okay, we're getting started.
That's right. Let's get started here. We're going to hydrate.
Okay, so if you're listening, grab your bottle or glass of water. Drink up, everybody. And if it's not filtered water, call me. Okay, cause I can help you filter your water.
Perfect.
All right, so do you care what order we go into in terms of all the things that we're going to learn today? Or
no, you
I'd
right
love
ahead.
To start with muscle testing. I think it's probably one of the most powerful things I ever learned. So,
absolutely.
Okay, so why don't you go ahead and get started, and everyone put your seatbelts on, listen in, and you can call into the show if you have questions at 515-605-9325. So.
Okay, so I usually start people with the ring method. So you make a ring with each finger, and then you kind of link it. Mm-hmm. And you start asking questions you know are true. You know, like I say, I'm a woman and it's strong. I'm pulling really hard, right? Mm-hmm. And I say I'm a man and it blows out.
Yeah, same here.
And
right.
It can take practice with this too. So in the beginning, you know, you want to make sure first you're hydrated and just, you know, practice that muscle test. And it's more about matching sometimes, you know, than it is like overpowering. So eventually you'll get really skilled with it. So then you start asking other questions, you know, like, am I deficient? Yep.
Well, I know I'm deficient. Deficient in nutrients is what I was thinking. So you don't want to just,
yep.
I don't think you want to ask a blanket question like that. But
yep.
I want to mention something about this. So we're doing this up here where everybody can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So
yep.
Consider this.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a meeting, okay, and you're at a desk, and your
mm-hmm.
hands are below that desk, right?
Yep.
So you're in a Zoom meeting, no one can see you. So you take
mm-hmm.
these hands, you put it below where no one can see it. You can muscle test with people telling truth or not truth.
Yep.
So if someone's speaking and you just say, and you come in and say, telling truth, yes, no. Boom.
Another really interesting way is you can rub your fingers together.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get, it should feel nice and slippery. And when you start to get a no answer, like that's not right, it gets sticky. Like you can hardly move it.
Okay, this one's new to me. So, okay, so I'm a male. Yeah.
Yep.
Because I'm a male. Won't go anywhere. I'm all female. I'm all female. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So you know what it is that your body is, its intelligence knows what's right and what's wrong. And when your nervous system will make a sweat response, and that's why it gets sticky when it's like, no, that's not right.
Wow. So it's biological.
Yes.
Wow. So
yep.
when you know something's not right,
mm-hmm.
or your body knows it's not right, it gets a sweat response and the fingers stick
yep.
together. Wow, that is so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
That's another
I love that.
Yeah.
No denying.
There's so many ways, right? And like, let's say you are like in that meeting or you're in the middle of a grocery store and you're like, oh, is that like good or is that expiring? You know, is it, you know, and, you know, there's a sway test. And so, you know, a lot of people go forward for yes and back for no. And I program myself. And for me, it's like, you know, your posture is everything too. So if you're relaxed in surrender mode, your body just kind of goes back. Whereas if you're stressed, you go contractive. So for me personally, I go backwards when I get a yes.
Yeah, so here's the thing on that. And we're a little different on that, which is totally
mm-hmm.
fine.
Yes.
So I have people do the sway test or use their
yep.
body as a pendulum. To find out their yes or no. The same way we did the muscle testing. So meaning
you know, I'm a female, then I would go back. Because my yes is also back, right? Just like mm-hmm. yours is. But I've had some people where it's the opposite. Their yes is forward. So,
yep.
So let your body, you know, show up the way that it shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And these are really, you know, so Dr. Casey, you mentioned about being in the grocery store. Have you ever used the testing to determine whether or not your food was toxic free? Talk
yeah,
about that.
Absolutely. And how much pesticides are on, you know, which fruit or, you know, mm-hmm. it's, oh, you know, like you have like the 9 where it's supposed to be organic. Is it really organic?
Right.
And a lot of times it's not. And you're paying for that. You're paying more money for organic food and it's not organic.
Right. So what Casey's talking about is that the PLU number starts with a 9 if it's a certified organic. If it's 8, it's conventional. And so what we, you know, we want to do, and then let me just say this, there's some food that's categorized as conventional that is responsibly produced. So you could, like there's a brand, it's Sunset. They usually are growing tomatoes and bell peppers. And they're a really responsibly produced brand. I've been buying them, and they are not organic. But I muscle test them every time. Are, you know, are these toxic free? And I always get a yes. And the reason is it's grown hydroponically. And so you can muscle test conventional food. You can muscle test when you're at the farmer's market, okay? You know, because, you know, the farmers are saying something, and we there's two things. We hope that they're doing what they say they're doing. And then there's also the fact that they don't know what's going on with their plant 24/7. They don't know what it got exposed to. You know, they have good intentions. Absolutely. Which, by the way, I want to mention this. I'm going to do a quick commercial early on because this is so important. And we're not running to commercial. I'm going to do a public service announcement. Next Tuesday morning, I have Alexis Baden on the show, and she's from the Organic Consumers Association. She's a different type of rock star than Dr. Casey and myself, right? People, she's the one. She's one of many, of a few, but she's putting her life on the line to make sure that we have organic food. She's the one fighting in Congress. She's the one fighting for us. She's coming on this show next week. So this week we're going to teach you how to muscle test and do all these other things. And next week we're going to talk to you about organic food. Okay. Just say. All right. So, and since we were talking about, you know, the grocery store. And so what other ways are you using muscle testing?
So for me, what I like to do is I push one finger down on the other like that. And that's taken me a long time to really master that.
Well, that's almost like using chopsticks.
It is. And it's funny because, you know, like people that know me start like looking at me and they're like, Casey, what are you muscle testing? I'm like, oh, you caught me. So then I have to get a little craftier because I'm just like asking about different things, you know, that I think about. But one way that I use the most in my office, there's this technique where, you know, you go at the base of the skull and usually, you know, let's say if it's off and you ask the body a question, you get a yes, it balances out. And then if you get a no, it stays off like that, right? And so it helped me develop my own thing where, like, I do this thing and I'm like, you know, oops, trying to make sure I'm like aligned with the camera here.
Yeah, I do that too. Yeah.
This is a yes for me when it goes down because the energy is flowing. But when I ask and it stops right there, that's a no. So the energy is
so, like,
not
give
flowing.
Us an example.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll start going through my priorities, you know, like, what do I need to start with? Is it physical, you know? Physical, emotional, nutritional, chemical, spiritual, you know, all those kinds of things that's going on with our body that we need to address. And so you could be doing that with anything. And that's like a, you know, a Casey thing that I developed.
Casey wizardry.
That's right. And it keeps me more like in my center and discernment, because what's happening at the multitask too, like patients are talking to me and different things. And it's one of my ways that it just comes through a lot easier. So that's what I do with that. Another one, so like especially if I'm asking personal questions in my life and I'm trying to get centered, I had to develop this one here. So I have my hands out. And so basically my left hand, the left hand is receiving. And so what I end up saying, the universe supports me, and it feels like literally like there's a hand underneath my hand like this. And so when I get a yes, it holds there. When I get a no, I just feel it fall away.
Okay, so show me this again, because I was getting your contact information into the thread. So, okay, so we have it out like this.
Like this, yep. And let's just say, okay.
So
like
for those who are listening on the radio, we have our hands face, our hands palm up to the sky in front of us. Okay, go ahead.
Yep. Okay, so left hand is what I'm focusing on. I have both of them up, right? And I'm going to say my name is Casey, and I just kind of let go of my left hand, and it's still up.
Okay.
Like,
my name is Jody. Them. Yeah, okay, got that.
It's like a strong muscle test.
Yeah. My name is David.
So now, so I say my name is Jody, and I just start feeling it, like, fall away.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's interesting because it feels psychosomatic, but it's not, people. Well, it kind of is. Your brain's telling you you're lying, right?
Yeah.
Or there's no truth involved.
And there's another one, too, that's easy to start with, too. Like, you can use, most people do it against their belly, but you can do it against your chest. And so I have one finger on top of the other here.
Okay.
And I'm putting the thumbs, let's see if you can see me, my thumbs are right on my chest, right?
Yeah. Oh, I see. So people, the thumbs are actually touching your chest, and you're putting, okay, so I'm going to show you, so that you see my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Thumbs are pointing at your chest, and you're with your pointer finger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. It doesn't matter which one. Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, I say my name is Casey, and I'm pushing. Let's stay strong.
My
name is Jody.
Yeah, mine did not say strong because I repeated you.
Right.
My name is Jody. Now it's very strong. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. And so that, too, is another one that's pretty easy to start with. Yeah.
Wow.
So there's so many ways, right? Some people like to use pendulums. There's so many ways of finding out information. But it's also keeping yourself like open, connected and centered, drinking lots of water, like all those things. It's just like going back to those basics as well. And you know, you want to ask specific questions. So let's say in my office, somebody's body comes up deficient with vitamin D, right? Well, I'm like, is the problem that they're deficient or that something's blocking it from absorbing?
Well, right, because some people have processing issues.
Right. So there's all kinds of reasons, right? And so, like, let's say I'm like, okay, well, what's blocking it? You know, and a lot of times it's emotions. And once I help them release those emotions, now they can absorb it.
So I really just want to, I'm going to repeat this because I think it's a lot of information for people. You and I do this all the time.
Yeah, right.
So I'm just going to back this up so people... Let's say you're a really clean eater. So you don't have what's called an input issue. You're inputting into your little body all the nutrients and all the good things that you're supposed to have. But your body isn't processing the information. So you don't have an input problem. You have a processing problem. Okay. So when we have a processing problem, what is it that someone can do?
Right, you can muscle test, right?
Mm-hmm.
And figure out why am I not absorbing, you know, or
so
you know, why am I not
them
processing?
Declared for themselves?
Well, that's the beauty of where you can start using intention, right?
Okay, so we're going to go from muscle testing to intention now, right?
Yep.
Okay, so guys, we're going to go from muscle testing to intention. We have a few minutes before commercial. This is really cool. Go ahead, because I love intention.
Okay, perfect. So this one, you definitely want to keep your heart open, with this one. Mm-hmm. That's where we can transform everything. This is where we want to get specific with questions. You know, what is your intent? Well, give me an example, Jody, like something you use for intent.
I use my mind. I mean, I feel like I'm a master manifester. So I put my intention out there, what I want, how I want it, and I let the universe conspire to make it happen. Thank you, Ralph Waldo Emerson. Period.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm all interested, and I know the rest of the world is too. What are the other ways that you can be to use intention?
Well, one of the things too is like clearing your space. Like we take for granted, you know, like energetically, like in our house, in our office, that energy can collect there. We have all kinds of emotions happening. I know in my office, a lot of people are releasing and letting go of emotions. So that can back up over time. So what I'll do is I'll take some little cups and I'll fill them up with sea salt specifically.
Okay.
And I'll put that in every corner of the room. And what I find, so it depends. Like if it's in your house, you could probably keep it there. If you're doing it for the first time, I would do it for 3 days and then throw it out. You want to do it on a regular basis, change it out like 1 to 2 weeks. In my office, I change it every 3 days, 3 to 7 days, because a lot of people, they're coming in. You have like 100, 200 people coming in your office, you're going to want to probably change it every 3 days for sure. And so that,
so
you know,
there's salt? Sea salt?
Yes, sea salt specifically. And there's something about the sea salt, you know, like at the ocean, how it cleanses.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pulling that energy into it. And I'll take that cup at the end of the week, and I'm like, whoa, that feels heavy. Like I can feel the vibration of it feeling different from the beginning. And then you can even compare it.
Now, one of the things that I've done with the sea salt, it's a yes and. You can do that, and then you can also add activated charcoal to it.
Okay.
It keeps out any dark spirits.
Ah, yeah. There's a lot of things you can do. You can add some, like, pieces of clove, lavender to it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different things you can do energetically, right, with the vibration.
Yeah, to clear your space.
Yep.
So, you know, another thing that Andrew and I do to clear our space, we use, a couple of things. One, actually, I have it right here. It's selenite. So I put selenite by every source of water that comes into the house.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because selenite is your happy stick, right? Clearing energy. And water will, you know, is the flow of life. So it's bringing everything in, but it doesn't necessarily have discernment. So,
and it has a nickname. It's called Christ Consciousness Stone. So it's like
this
very high vibration.
Christ Consciousness Stone?
Mm-hmm. It's got very high vibration. It has so much vibration that you could just take it and you could touch like any stone and it'll immediately clear it out.
Yeah. So I have. My jewelry, and this morning what I do before I put it on, I clear out all the stones. I don't wait for the moon.
Mm-hmm.
that could be a while. And there's a great store here in Georgia, in Marietta, Georgia, called Heart, Soul, and Art. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they carry, of course, almost every single, you know, crystal on the planet, tons of selenite. And actually, I should mention, I will be there this Saturday offering a BOD session at a very sliding scale. I can't remember how much it is because they said it. So if you want to experience BOD and you live in Georgia and you want to experience what sound frequency can do for you, and, you know, there's something you want to release, you'll have, we're offering 20-minute sessions. I want to say it's like $15 or something. It's just really cheap. It's really, really cheap so that people can experience something different with really not having too much skin in the game, right? Mm-hmm. And then my husband, while I'm there, he will also be at Marietta. And he will be at Nature's Corner Market, And he will be sharing the BOD and the Healy and our functional food program and things like that, and teaching about electromagnetic frequencies and ways to neutralize it. So a Heart, Soul, and Art in Marietta and Nature's Corner Market, and quite frankly, come visit us both. And by the way, Nature's Corner Market is having a customer appreciation day. And so they are, like, they had that in Woodstock last Saturday where we worked. And they had so many cool people that were there explaining about their organic products, because they're completely organic and or clean, I should say, you know, toxic free. And then they had tons of free samples everybody was giving out. So it's a great way to experience new products that are really good for you. So okay, enough of that commercial. But we are actually going to go to an official commercial real quick. It's 8:31. Don't leave us. We're so excited that you're here. We have lots of people here tuning in on Facebook and Blog Talk and Podbean and LinkedIn and YouTube. So we're bringing, they're coming in from all over the universe, and we're so excited. So stay tuned here. We're just going to run a couple quick commercials, and we're going to be right back. And we're, I think we're going to talk a little bit about more intention and clearing that space. Is that cool? Yeah.
Absolutely.
So if you want to learn how to clear space in your, you know, where you live, where you work, where you drive, you know, stay tuned for all of that.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being, and we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Okay, and one more.
Buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend, so she decides to list her products on QuickLick. On QuickLick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickClick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique QuickLink that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's QuickLink on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's QuickLink, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own QuickLink and begin earning quick cash as well. But QuickLink is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickLink rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickLink makes, Laura will earn additional quick cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their quick cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use quick cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
So we are back taking my tries this morning. So that is a nature's allergy medication, people. So if you don't like taking a synthetic allergy medication, Tri-Eze is made with three ingredients, lemon, essential oil, which is the rind, lavender, and peppermint. Boom, chakalaka. All right, so we were talking about intention, right, and clearing. And I'm going to ask you to carry on, and I'm also going to pull it. I was called to pull a card when you're done.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to go back to water a little bit because the elements are powerful. And so this is what I do in my office. I could do it anywhere, but I get a little jar here. And I have a cork on it.
Okay.
And so the water is consciousness. So what I do in the morning, I mean, you know, we're all human. We all got emotions. And, you know, you could wake up and start having a bad day or grumpy. And so what I'll do is I'll talk into the water. Your words are vibration. And I'll say, you know, Holy Spirit, please come into this water. It's a source, universe, energy, whatever works for you. I please ask to release all my negative emotions this morning. And I'll just say whatever it is, you know, frustration, anger. And please help me transmute them into joy, laughter, peace. Please help me be a clear channel for my patients today so I may serve them at their best and highest. Please help raise my vibration and the vibration of my office. Please and thank you. And the thank you, the gratitude is the biggest piece, right? And then I cork it.
Mm-hmm.
Now that intention is set, if I leave that cork off, everybody coming in, all their stuff, it all attaches to the water. The water gets heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the way that I really believe...
Let's let people understand that one part first.
Okay.
So the fact that all these emotions, because Andrew and I are practicing keeping our glasses covered, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when we don't leave open containers of liquid.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I don't want people to have that pass them by that quickly. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're telling us that the emotions go into the water, like it's a way that it's just where emotions get caught. Is that right? Energy gets caught.
Yeah, it gets caught, and the vibration goes into that water. It, you know, it just takes it in, any vibration.
Okay, so hold on. I'm just going to pause because this is I'm feeling people's energy. This is input overload for them. Okay. So people, first of all, I'm going to put a template over you so that you can receive the information. There you go. Okay. That's why what are you calling this stick, the selenite? You're calling Christ consciousness?
Christ consciousness stone.
Mm-hmm. Christ consciousness stone. We mm-hmm. have this everywhere. We have water coming into the house. You want it to flow with love, peace, and joy.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I have another way that's powerful, too, is, let's see here. So I know I heard about this in Germany, and what people do is they get these milk frothers, if you've seen those, right?
I have.
They make it for lattes and whatever. And you can take it. They're like $7 to $12. and you put it in your water, and it vortexes the water. I don't know if you can see the vortex here.
Yeah.
There we go. Yep. And what that's doing is it's rushing oxygen in there to help purify it. And also, while I do that, I talk into it. Spirit, please come into this water. Please help bring up the vibration in this water to have its full vitality. And please help it, you know, help me detox and feel great today. And why not? We're going to put some joy in there and, you know, all these emotions that you need that day. And then you drink the water and, you know, and of course keep it covered after, right? So,
oh, right. So you're setting the intention. And there's a ton of science about how you can actually change the structure of water
right.
By giving it, you know, good, positive vibrations, love, emotions. Now, Andrew and I, and we haven't done this in a while, we do two things with water. One we do every day. One is we take a big rock of shungite, and it's like, it's big, and we, you know, imported it from Russia, which is the only place you can get shungite. We've had it in this glass container, and we fill that glass container that sits on our counter with filtered water. And shungite will filter water anyway, okay, but we put in filtered water, and it adds all these minerals to your water.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, in a way, restructuring your water. Now, the other thing that we have not been doing, and I'm remiss, is we have a beamer. A beamer is pulse electromagnetic frequencies. We have a beamer mat, and then we have like the pad that can wrap around the neck, around the waist. Well, we take that pad and we wrap it around the glass bottle of water. And so we're infusing all this amazing energy into the water. We call it beamer water, right? So it's just another, there's like this, the reason I'm telling you this, there's not a right way, there's not a wrong way. I want you to also go out and create your way, right? So be empowered. Play with the technique that Casey and I are sharing and create your own. Because you are a divine being that has, you know, God's got plans for you. Right? I mean, so God's got plans. And we have some comments here. You know, we've had so many comments, and I've been kind of putting them up on the screen. I don't know where to start. So Zelda says, Zelda, who's our Monday morning host, she says, grand rising, the sweat response, awesome, who knew? So, yeah, and you should tune in to Zelda's show on Mondays. Just amazing. She's, you know, she's a soul sister. She's just tune in on Mondays. So if you want to be enlightened, tune in to Steve Zelda on Mondays. And then Chris says, yes, this is going back before the commercial. I grow hydroponics and use no harmful chemicals and certainly no pesticides because it's grown inside. Yeah. Awesome. We do too. We're actually pulling ours out of storage. And then Chris says, right, our bodies can be a place of non-acceptance. I think that's when we were talking about the sweat response. And then let's see here. And Vieta says, grand rising sisters. So Vieta's on Fridays and Sundays. Wow. She's also a holistic life coach. Grand Rising Sisters, thank you for showing up this new day of Mercury retrograde. Yeah, Mercury is in retrograde. And let Mercury schmercury, right? So we use it to, a lot of people are fearful of Mercury retrograde. I'm going to tell you, kick the fear to the curb, okay? So you can use Mercury retrograde to your advantage, like getting things that on sale and at a really reduced price. Now, you don't want to buy expensive things or things that you don't have a warranty on because by the next retrograde, it may not be so cool. But, you know, but retrogrades are also really good for, you know, exploring your relationship in a different way. You know, actually retrogrades, if you met somebody under a retrograde, it's also an opportunity to recreate that relationship, you know. So that's really kind of cool. And who do we have here, Chris? She says, we do an embodied grounding of the home and property, as well as I have a bunch of selenite. Yeah, Chris is a powerful human, powerful spirit. Now, she also says, love the use of water for intention and gathering lower vibrating emotions. So could you, let me ask this question. So could you also put those negative emotions into the bottle and then pour the bottle out, like in the toilet, and flush it with good intention?
You could do that, but you could also transmute it. So the same energy that's creating a low vibration, you could take the same energy and just transform it into a higher vibration.
Okay. That I like even better, quite frankly. Don't waste your water. Now, Jerry Curtin has a really great question here. Interesting topic today. Thank you, Jerry. What might be your take on ocean and seawater?
The ocean is so cleansing. When you think about the waves and everything, I mean, it's just, first of all, if we start at like the earth level, the bottom of the seafloor, the earth literally has a heartbeat and it's pulsing and it's moving the ocean. And then we get these waves and all that water's rushing around. So we've got all the oxygen just constantly filling in. We got that sea salt and, I mean, like all these elements to it, right? And you can literally go in the ocean and use that intention of like, I want to just cleanse myself. I did that last week and I just came out so light, feeling so amazing. It was like, wow, I wish I lived like right near the ocean because it's amazing. So, yeah, there's a lot you can do with that.
Yeah, and I would say the ocean, you know, I would love to go, it's the Dead Sea, right, where it's all that salt. So I would say that I, you know, it is a very, it's a place to release, because the ocean, but don't pollute. And I'm not even talking about the plastics. I'm talking about our energy. So we can cleanse our energy, but we also, I feel, need to have the intention of when we're cleansing our energy in the ocean or at the sea, give it to God and let God transmute that energy, because we also don't want to pollute the energy of the ocean or the sea or any other place here on earth, you know.
I think the salt and all that kind of stuff too is helping to transmute that. And you even think about how like the moon works with the tides and pulling that water. And, you know, what is all of that? It's all divine source, you know, working with that pull.
Yeah. So I had mentioned that sometime this week about how the moon's effect on water. And like if there, you know, you ask any nurse, oh no, So, you know, the moon's impact on water and how women, when they're ready to give birth, a lot of them will, their water breaks.
And the menses are also, they're meant to follow the moon cycle.
So I'm recording, you guys. So if you're buying the functional food program, there's a part where I talk about, I talk about this and I go, and then they, I mean, I'm tired and I'm recording this and I said something like, well, you know, they take him to that, I don't know, that area, maybe it's prenatal area. I don't know. Maybe you had to be there. I'll just leave that in. And Jerry says also, being in water has many energetic bennies. Yeah. So do you want to talk about that, the energetic benefits of being in water?
Yeah, first of all, you know, we start at like, we have like our root chakra and then we go into like the sacral, right, or into our pelvis. And the element for your pelvis is water. And our pelvis is what stores the emotions, our finances, childbirth, if people have issues with abandonment. There's a good 5 things there. I always forget the 5th one. And so, you know, all of those things drive a lot into our emotions.
And that's your sacral chakra.
Yeah, absolutely. And so by, you know, going in the water, swimming, moving, dancing, you know, using all those mechanisms with the hips, being in water can all help release that. And actually, I had a friend in college that she was Puerto Rican, and an ancestral kind of thing that they did was on a full moon at night, they would go in the water and they would kind of crouch down like frog position. And so the water was up to their hip level. And so when the tide, it comes in, and then when it drags out, they just imagine all those emotions they're trying to release, and they let the tide pull it. And they
Nice.
Themselves like that. Yeah.
Really nice. I almost felt that. You know, one of the things that I do with water, Jerry, is also this. And this is when I was disabled. I wanted to release all these negative emotions. So I would get into my tub, and I just want to say this because about the tub before I go on. Make sure your tub is ceramic if you're putting essential oils in it. Because if it's not, you're leaching all that toxicity from the plastic tub into your body. So if you're going to take a bath, you got to make sure it's a ceramic bath. Otherwise, just shower up. But I would get into the tub, and I would soak in Epsom salt and frankincense or bergamot. Bergamot is for trauma. You know, frankincense is for putting your body, your mind into a meditative state, and lavender, releasing pain. So we get in there, and then I listen to the book, The Secret, on audio, and I would fall asleep. And it's okay to fall asleep because it goes into your subconscious mind. And that was part of the process that I used to shift my negative thinking, right? That the universe was all for me. The universe was doing for me. And even though some of those experiences felt like a to me, it's not a to me. It's a for me. Because it allowed me at some point in time to co-create who I am today. So that's another benefit of water. You know, you soak, you get under that water, and you just, you know, kind of go through it. And then he has another thing here. Because when we see, we are made, made of so much water. Yep, we are. The molecules and the connectivity actually find each other. It's legitimate science. Yes, tide pool is real, thanks to your guest. That is Dr. Casey. Actually, Jerry, this is one of your tribe. She's a doctor of chiropractic. So who Jerry is, he's the CEO of Core Wellness, and they bring chiropractic-led on-site care to corporate America. And I'm so inspired by Jerry. And so he's, you know, he's at the forefront of real health. So, yeah, you guys should connect. Jerry, just text me if you want an introduction, and I'll connect you guys. And so I'm sure he's expanding all over. So, like, yeah.
That's wonderful, Jerry. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, really. Thank you. Really, thank you. Because, you know, without people like Jerry, you know, the world would not be as healthy, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So we're very grateful. And thank you for your service, because if you weren't, you know, executing on that, right, yeah, it would not be a good thing. So we're at 8:54. I've got chills all of a sudden. Like there's like somebody here with a message. Okay. So we have a few more things on our list. We're going to go to break in a few minutes. But what's in store for our listeners now, Casey?
Well, I wanted to go to fire a little bit.
Okay.
Fire element. Yeah, it was intense.
Fire with intent. Okay.
And, yeah. And then also, if we have time, I'd like to show Chaos Release. It's a simple,
ooh,
like...
we definitely need time for Chaos Release.
Okay. And then if we have time, I know you had some breath work you wanted to share. So.
Yeah, so breath work, I want to do Chaos Release.
Okay.
But I'm really curious about the fire intent. Well, we'll just make time for all of it. We've got an hour left of the show. We've got some commercials, but yeah, we can do all of that. And I also want to wish a happy birthday to my friend, Jim Eldridge. So he's the CEO of Altera, and he'll be on the show on September 27th. But yesterday was his birthday, so we just want to wish him a happy Earth Day. Why don't we go ahead and... We've got 5 minutes. You want to do, we cover what we can cover for fire with intent, because that's amazing. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So basically, we end up building up like all this energy in our fields, and really, like, you know, we have like this chakra system, and then we have layers in our field that actually tie into the chakras. And so we can get really congested, really stressed out. And that builds up, and a great way to release that is sitting by a fire just for like an hour or two, and it's just burning up all of that energy in your field. It's referred to as dross, the buildup.
Dross, okay.
Yeah. And they used to do it all the time, and, you know, back in the day, they had campfires and, you know, in the olden days, and we don't do that so much anymore. And so I think that in order to burn off the dross in the world, we end up getting more like volcanic activity and, you know, fires in California and Australia. All these things are happening. And I think it's helping people to burn off that energy.
Wow. Interesting. Yeah. And so, like, and we don't, I would love to, right now we're living in a place that doesn't allow us to do that. So, you know, we can light a candle, but that's not going to cut it.
There's ways to use your intent to heal yourself too through the fire. So, you know, like, let's say you want to, like, you write two letters, and you're like, one is like, this is all the stuff I want to let go of, and this is all the stuff I want to bring in. And so what I do is I do the same thing, and I say, Holy Spirit, please come in this fire, and please help me transmute, you know, all of the stuff that I've been feeling, right? And so I'll take the stuff I want to let go of. I say, I want to let go of this. Please help me transmute it and then put in my letter of what I want to bring in. And that's really powerful as well.
Awesome. And I'm going to talk about that in a little more. So I'm going to share a screen. So I launched the self-paced version of the functional food program, right? And the functional food program is not just food as medicine. It's teaching many, many things, I'm actually pulling up the syllabus here. We are getting people into a place where they can shift their mindset, and we get them out of the DKDK zone. And I'm showing the syllabus here where, let me just see if I can get, it's at the very, very beginning. We have the welcome video and all that, and you have journaling for personal growth. Well, within personal growth, there's this concept called burning letters. And so burning letters is the concept of taking that information that made you angry, you get a ceramic or stainless steel pot, and you burn that letter and you give it to God. And when you write that letter, you write it in pencil. But you always want to use the same pot, and you don't want to cook in that pot either afterwards, you know, use it for anything else. And we are bringing this functional food program to corporations because it's really cheap. It's $99 flat fee for forever per employee. So, and we teach you how to navigate the grocery store and farmers, understanding non-GMO versus GMO. And I think that we give you alternatives to energy drinks, which are blowing out your adrenals because of the sugar and the caffeine, and options for reducing carbs.
Session two, so I was working with this friend of mine who's the CEO of a major corporation who's, you know, going through the program because he wants to bring it to his employees. And the session two deals with these hidden toxins. He goes, oh, Jody, he goes, you don't mean just food, do you? And I said, no, because people don't understand what's going on with their air fresheners and their light bulbs and their cleaning supplies and their bed sheets and their pajamas and their wire shelvings and their floors. And so because we can't necessarily change all that, and it's okay, have no fear. We're going to teach you how to neutralize these things. So it's really, really cool that when we talk about food as medicine, we're not just talking about food. We're talking about anything that you would consume. And now if you want to look at this, I'm actually going to put this in the thread because you can go in here and just take a look at the syllabus. You don't have to pay to look at the syllabus. And what do we have here from Christians? Oh, interesting. She goes, that explains why we love to sit by the fire. And then she also says, sorry, Jody didn't. So Chris is talking about burning letters in the functional food program. So she says, didn't I just read in your functional food program about releasing through fire? Yes, you did, Dolly. So, so on this thread, you can go to the Tucson Essentials membership area, and then you can look at this syllabus for free and decide if $99 is a good investment for yourself to help you reclaim your health. We're not telling you what to eat or how to diet or anything like that. We're giving you the information. We're giving you the science, and then we're letting you choose how you want to show up and how you want to fuel your body. Because burning letters, going back to the fire, intention of fire, burning letters, if you can't get to sit outside and get yourself a ceramic pot, get yourself a steel pot, you know, let it, you know, write your intention, put it into the fire, and let give it to God. And then we like to flush those down the toilet, though, because there's ashes left. So. Anything you want to add to that, Casey?
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking, you know, like at our solar plexus, you know, we have all our digestion. We've got our stomach, intestines. We've got liver, gallbladder, pancreas. We've got all these organs, right? And that whole area is the fire element.
Got it.
So that's where a lot of the traffic is, and we really have to pay attention to what we're eating and what we're consuming and what's in our environment. Because it could slow down all of that, you know, absorption, disrupt it, and then it weakens our fire. Next thing we know, we can't digest, and we get all these problems. And also, the third layer in our field, which ties into your solar plexus, called the mental body. So it really affects your mind-gut, like, connection.
Yeah, the brain-gut connection, absolutely. Yeah. And, of course, my husband's my best cheerleader, so there's so much great information for $99. And Chris, she says, there's a wealth of information in my program. It's been even exciting to go through the through all the information. And, yeah, we also have a meditation in there that's pretty amazing. And that meditation is another way to release. And who do I have here? I have a bird coming to see me again, and it's not my bird. So. So if I, when I do this show, my desk is facing a window, and I get like a bird or two, whatever, they come in and they just literally flatter right in front of me, waiting for my attention. The other day I got a hornet just like going back and forth right in front, just wouldn't leave the front window. They had a message. So if you are in a space, and I hear there's somebody who needs to hear this. So if you're in a space where there are certain insects or animals that are showing up and they look like they want your attention, take a moment to sit and meditate and listen for what the message is from the universe
so that you can hear their message. So anything you want to add to that, Casey?
No, that's all great stuff.
So, we need to go to commercial, but I want to, and what are we going to talk about when we come back?
We're going to get into chaos release.
Yeah. Well, under Mercury retrograde, I don't know, mm-hmm. a better flipping topic. Let me just say that. Let me go to a quick commercial here. Let's see here.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
Okay, one more here. And I encourage everybody to tune in to the other post every week. I'm going to play that quick video here. It's about a minute. The female solution has the most, in my opinion, some of the most amazing teachers. So take a look at who you can listen to every day of the week.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
All right, so we are back, and we're going to talk about chaos, which, like, if you guys can put yourself in a place right now to receive the message from Dr. Casey, this is huge, because if you can eliminate chaos, you can co-create your life. And when I say co-create, I mean with our creator, right? We don't do this alone. But you can co-create your life in a way that you might not have imagined possible. So put your seatbelt on. Let's go. Take it away, Casey.
Okay. So, you know, things happen in life. And stress is all around us. And, you know, sometimes you get caught up on something and you just can't stop thinking about it. And you're upset, and you're like, I can't let this go. And when you feel that, you're definitely in chaos. And what does chaos do? It drives up your cortisol. So the actual for your cortisol is, if I go like right here, I'm going to make a prong, just like I'm holding a golf ball, and I'm going to put it right above the ear on the right side. And that right there is the point. You hold it. Okay, whatever is happening, let's see an example. You had a stressful day at work and all the energy in the office really bothered you and you didn't get that promotion, all this stuff, right? And you start at the top of your head and you're just going to say, I let go of all the stress of today and allow myself to just feel at peace and, you know, the promotion, I guess it just wasn't meant for me. Maybe I'm meant to be in a different place. with better opportunities for myself. And you just kind of nurture yourself and reverse what you're feeling, you know, whatever it is. And, you know, that's going to calm it down and start neutralizing it. Then you can start thinking more clearly and thinking of ways to, like, start letting that go. And, you know, you can really, you can even use that on kids. You know, you're going to soothe them anyway. They're crying, you're upset. You might as well just go right above their little right ear. And you just, you know, while you're talking, it's okay, you know. And next thing you know, you're releasing it. And then they calm down way faster. So, yeah, so that's, it's very simple. You know, if you're doing it to somebody else, you go all the way down to the sacrum, you know, pop the head all the way down. You do it on yourself, you can dance the back of the neck. And, yes, technique I use all the time in my office. As a matter of fact, I find that through my other emotional techniques, if it's not lifting,
it
like,
actually
oh.
made me sleepy.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, where did I just go?
That's right. It's so calming.
Well, I really checked out. I can't check out. Just go.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So yeah, it's very simple. I love this one, and I'll tend to, if people are getting stuck on the emotional techniques I'm using, it's not working, I'm like, oh, it's chaos. So we go back and we release the chaos, go back and see them, and it just releases it completely.
Okay, so I'm releasing, sorry. So Chris has a question.
Mm-hmm.
Says you're hitting the pressure points around the ear.
Yes.
Around the ear, not on the ear. So it's
above the ear.
Above.
Yes. So yeah, you're like right above it. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then you just like that.
Yeah.
You can see that. Yeah.
Okay, so are you familiar with the acupressure points on the ear?
Not too much. I know there's a lot happening there, and I know there's the TS line, the temporal sphenoidal line, and there's all kinds of muscles associated with organ systems throughout that area as well.
Yeah, I'm going to bring this up. So there's, you don't have to be a doctor or you know, expert in traditional Chinese medicine to do this because you can't hurt yourself, okay? So it's an auricular, meaning the ear, therapy. And I'm going to pull up a decent chart, you know, I'm grabbing one off. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for making that possible. That was fast. Let me just share what I found. And before I do that, Naima says, Grand Rising, beautiful, enlightened teachers. Thank you for sharing this important knowledge. You know, so Naima has this video she does every morning at 5:55 a.m. And the wisdom is, her wisdom is so profound. So if you're not connected with Naima Latif on Facebook, I highly recommend that you connect with Naima. Send her a friend request. All right.
Awesome.
And Chris says, perfect. Thank you. So thank you to you. All right.
Wow.
Now I'm going to share this screen. And I know that I'm really certain that I've, you know, shared this before. But, you know, there's never enough time. We need these reminders, right? So this is, let's make sure that we all can see this. There we go. We can. So this is, let me go back to this other screen. This is the ear reflexology chart. And you see that basically every, you know, organ, whatever, and body part can be located in the ear. And I don't have official training. What I did was when I was going to see my acupuncturist when I was disabled, I wouldn't let her put a needle in me until she told me what it was going to do for 4 years. So I had 4 years of hands-on combat, if you would say, you know. So I learned about this. And one of the very first things that she did for me so grateful to this woman. Her name is Kathy Wotel. She's in Illinois. She put, I had trigger fingers. And so if you look at the very top of the ear, okay, it deals with, there's a line here, it says fingers, okay? So she put an ear seed right there on the very top. Can you see, Casey, where I'm moving the mouse? Does that show up on the screen? Okay, good.
Yep.
Thank you. Because I can't tell because I'm on another screen right now. So she puts an ear seed right there, and in 15 minutes, the trigger fingers I had released, no surgery. Of course, they wanted to cut in. That's the power of pressure on your body at a particular point. People, you can go to the internet and just download or take a screenshot of any one of these things, buy some ear seeds on the internet and start playing. Because you're not going to harm yourself. There's also something that's called the NADA protocol. And the NADA protocol is, apparently I didn't put my do not disturb on. We're going to do that now. There we go. So the NADA protocol, that's, I think, three or four ear points. Again, I'm not the TCM expert, but three or four points on the ear that's used for PTSD. And so you can use needles, which I did. And if I'm having a bad day, you know, which I really don't use the NADA protocol anymore for myself because I don't experience PTSD. But I use that and I put those air seeds on there and it lowers your cortisol levels, right? It reduces your stress levels and you get back into a, you go from, you know, fight or flight into rest and digest. So it's just another way, and this is cheap. And if you don't have, can't afford to get the air seeds, which are about $8, you can also just put pressure on that area, okay? This is like, I think the fatty part, one of the points is the fatty part of the ear. And so what I want to say is that there is no end to better, meaning there are so many ways to support yourself. And reducing stress, getting rid of the chaos, it's unbelievable. Okay, so I'm going to stop that screen share. And Naima has her heart. So, yeah, connect with Naima. She's amazing. And then we have Chris. She says, you can feel balance and imbalance in the pressure points. They have a beat or rhythm in them. I agree. The also, how you know that you're at the right point, it's very tender, okay? You go to apply pressure, like, and you're trying, oh, is this really the point I'm looking for? It's a bit tender, and then you'll feel the relief. So, like that. And then Chris says, you hold them with intention until they come back into harmony. What would you like to add to that, Dr. Casey?
I mean, I think it's another great technique. I've never tried it myself, but I'm interested now, you know. There's the whole body is like a circuit board, you know, everything interconnects. So there's so many modalities, there's so many ways, you know. Some things work better for some people than others. And that's why I keep learning, because it's just a different tool for every person, you know.
So, yeah, so the other thing is So my husband did this for me the other week. I woke up and I was just tired or stressed. I didn't sleep well. So he rubs my feet. And I said, Andrew, would you do my big toe? And the big toe, people, is connected to your brain. So my prefrontal cortex went to mush. And all the stress I had was just gone. So I'm like, I'm in my happy place. So I mean, you know, actually, if you're really mad at somebody, they're being crazy, just grab their big toe and massage it, and they'll get really nice really fast. But you can use a relaxing oil on there. You can use coconut oil with lavender if it's stressed. If you're having allergies, you can use Breathe essential oil on the big toe, and it will help you with your sinuses. You know, so your toes, your hands, your ears, they connect you to every body part. So, kind of fun.
It is fun. And you know what's interesting too, like we're talking about essential oils, I use them in my office, and actually I get one so I could show you. I get these little cotton rounds here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just, you know, I muscle test which one somebody needs that day, and it can be for physical, emotional reasons, or both, right? And so they're smelling that off and on through the adjustments and everything we're doing, right? And then I tell them the next couple of days, try to smell it a couple of times because it reinforces that pattern. And so you could technically do that with anything, right? And then let's say you're using the ear seeds, and then you're smelling that off and on. And then you're like, oh, I don't have any ear seeds. Well, go and smell that scent, and your brain remembers. So
yeah. So if anybody has any questions you want to call in, the number is 515-605-9325. We're not doing remote healings today, but if you have questions for Casey or for me, we encourage you to call in, and, you know, we've given you a lot of information in different ways. So let's go through that list that we did today. So we talked about muscle testing, right, Casey?
Yep.
And what else did we talk about?
Using intent. Clearing our space,
and with salt and water, right? You know, using water to clear our physical space.
And stones.
Stones, right? Selenite.
Yep. We used water to set the intent in a room or for yourself. And we also talked about vortexing the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also using fire.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a lot of information. So, and if you want to learn this, you should reach out to Dr. Casey, right, to learn more. I mean, we both do a lot of this, but this is the Dr. Casey day. So let me just put a banner up there so that if you want to reach out to Dr. Casey, she can be reached at 207-502-4119. And she does work remotely. So you can call her from anywhere you are in the world, and she can work with you remotely. That's the cool thing. All right. So, and let me just see if there's any callers in the back. We don't have any callers. So if you want to call in, it's 515-605-9325. We'd love to hear your thoughts. And, all right, so, and what else is on our list today?
Well, I have a few more thoughts, unless you want to jump into breath work.
No, go.
Yeah. So another thing is, so I'll give a good example. When 2020 hit, I had to make this decision. Do I keep my office? Do I move into my house, my practice, right? And my house was way out in the woods, far from where I was. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I don't know if people are going to travel to me, you know, and this and that, right? All these pros and cons. So my mind's racing, right? And so you're like, how can I muscle test and really figure out what I'm doing, you know? And there's another method you could do. And what you do is, let's say you're trying to make a decision and you have two scenarios. So for me, it was like keep the office, stay there, or move into the house and move the practice in, right? So you close your eyes and you just start like breathing and opening everything up. And then you just pose that first scenario. Okay, and let's just say it's like keep the office, right? So for me, my body, no matter what's going on in the head, the body starts to contract. And then I couldn't breathe. And that right there told me that's a no, right? And so then I'm like, just relax my body again, breathe. Okay, I moved my practice into my house. My whole body was so relaxed,
yeah.
And I'm breathing, and I thought, wow, you know, I got to trust this because the body doesn't lie. And so I did it, and it was the best thing I did. Actually, where I was, it was in the woods. It was peaceful. People felt like they could get away because they couldn't really go out in public like they wanted. And it was way better than where it was at my office. So,
yeah, there's a lot of gifts that we receive that are wrapped up like chaos,
mm-hmm.
or like a bad thing. And sometimes we need to experience disharmony,
mm-hmm.
to shift our being into harmony.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Yeah, so we go through this resistance, you know, and that's where, you know, especially like your solar plexus, you get that gut feeling, right, that intuition. And it's that one sense that just can't be lied to. However, if you really shut that down, and let the fear run you, you know, that's where we don't get the correct answers, you know. But letting ourselves surrender and open up again, we can, you know, read it right.
Yeah, and so Chris has a few messages here. He says, there's another great place for stress relief is the forehead.
Ooh.
That made you want to call in. And she said, is it possible that we see as chaos is actually choice?
Everything's a choice. All our mindsets and belief systems create our reality, and we could think we're seeing something that we're not actually seeing. You know, especially when you look at these pictures where they show the two different views and you're like, wow, it looks like it was like this, but it was actually like this, you know. And that's exactly what we do, you know, with our filter, what we think and believe.
Right. So we have programming, right? And that programming drives our perception,
mm-hmm.
of everything around us, which could be us judging people. And we think, mm-hmm. oh, we're just, that's normal, but it's really not. It's judgment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm being called to encourage people to look at, you know, how are you responding to those in your life? What is that showing up like? Is it positive? Do you need to shift? Do you need to open up and look at things possibly in a new way? And I'm actually going to pull a card for the collective. And, okay. So, this is odd. I pulled this card, and I thought, that can't be the card. So I shuffled the deck, and I pulled the same damn card. Door to romance. That's weird. I got chills. They want everybody to hear this, whatever it is. Because I'm like, that can't be the card. Door to romance? Okay. Shows you how much I know, right? And I literally just shuffled that deck and put the same card. Okay, so let's see what we have for the collective. Door to romance. New beginnings in love. So if this resonates with you, listen up. So it was upright. I pulled the card upright. And so that's what we're going to read. So whether you're looking for a new relationship or just more love in the relationship you're in, this door with a heart opens onto a new beginning in your experience. A new love may be arriving, and you are being brought together by a strong, resonant connection. I've got chills all over my body. This may be a call from a past life, or it may be a new tenderness about to bloom into heartfelt affection. This relationship already exists in the energetic potential. So when this card appears in your spread and you put it back and it comes back again, that's hilarious. Make sure you're projecting the kind of self-loving energy that you want to receive from others. Be aware that the universe returns your self-caring treatment to you. It's ready to open that door. Are you? Interesting. Here's the affirmation. As I open the door to my own self-love, I attract more and more loving tenderness to me. So we're talking about all these techniques, the clear energy, use fire with intention, use water with intention, muscle testing. And these are all modalities of self-care. And so the question is, where does self-love come in that? Thoughts on that, Casey?
Well, we need balance. You know, a lot of us tend to give, but we don't realize we're not receiving, and we're not giving to ourselves what we need, especially if we're sacrificing, you know, ourselves to get things done and do things for others. A bit of distraction from, you know, not loving ourselves too, not feeling worthy. Why are we giving all the time? Is it coming from unconditional love? Is it coming from not feeling worthy? And it's like tapping into like why you're doing things.
So like for me, I know how this is showing up. I am, you know, the functional food program is launched. The pre-work is ready. And people are using that. Session one will complete today.
Mm-hmm.
I feel a pull from the universe. And it maybe it's just what my manifestation is. I don't know. But that I really need to have this done. And I've been sacrificing my sleep. And I've been sacrificing my hikes. And I've been sacrificing my workout, which is means, you know, a lack of self-love. So I think the message is that even when we're doing for others, it doesn't mean that we stop doing for ourselves,
mm-hmm.
which I know I do this.
And instead of being so hard on ourselves, you know, like, geez, I haven't worked out in 3 days. And then you start feeling down about that, you tend to just keep going in that downward spiral instead of just giving yourself compassion. You know, I did the best I could in the moment, and now how can I make this better? And getting out of that judgment, right?
Right, correct. And so what I've been doing with my husband is even if it's like a 15-minute walk or 15 minutes of calisthenics, we go to the gym, you know, whatever it is. Now he's running almost 7 miles, okay? He doesn't have an issue. It's me. So I make sure I'm getting out for walks while I take my phone calls, my meetings, and things like that.
Perfect.
So the love is more than just a intimate relationship with your partner. It's about an intimate relationship with yourself, knowing yourself. And this all ties back to what Dr. Casey taught us today. Because if you love yourself and you have an intimate relationship with yourself, your body can communicate to you what you need. And then it's just up to you to listen. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
So we're going to go to commercial. And then what else did you have on your list?
We've pretty much covered it.
So we can
have one more technique I could talk about.
There is one more technique. Awesome. So, and I want to, we'll do that. We'll do your technique, and then we'll do breath work.
Okay, great.
Okay, so let me just do a quick commercial here. Let me just see.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Ooh, that's loud. I think I just had an ear cleaning.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Tucson Essentials is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health. Click here to learn more.
So interesting. So I have Tinkerbell with me today. And, you know, I know you know this, Casey. I'm an animal communicator. And my husband brought Tinkerbell in, and he said, "Do you just want one of them today?" I said, "Apparently so." Tinker has a message. So, can I put him on share? Do you want to come up? All right. So, she's asked me to tell the story since we have a little bit of time here today. Thank you. So, Tinkerbell came to me in 2015, and she couldn't do that. She couldn't flap her wings. She couldn't perch. If she tried to get on my shoulder, show people how you do that, she would slide down my arm and fall to the floor. And she was traumatized. So, and I had just lost my other son, Conyer. His name was Romeo. He got that name because he used to sip you the song, and he was born on February 14th. So, like, I'm like, okay, whatever. You're going to be called Romeo. So, I didn't know that Conyers do that. So, she wants me to share her story because she says there's a lot of people and birds and animals that are disabled. And she's saying, you don't have to live your life that way. Am I getting that? Okay. You don't have to live your life that way. You can soar. Are you going to show people how you can fly? Well, she's, yeah, okay. And so, and she says, you know, mommy gave me the right nutrients and herbs. She gave me a lot of love. And then she taught me how to love myself. Because I was abused. So what she wants you to know is that her prior owner had a boyfriend. And he didn't like her squawk. And so, you're doing such a good job. And so they put her in a dark basement. And they closed the door. And so there's two things I'm being called to share about. One is somebody quashing you? And worse, are you quashing yourself? Have you bound and gagged yourself? So she says, let yourself go free. Anything else you want to share? She says, and scream it from the top of the mountains what you want. Anything else, then? No. That's it. So if you have, I've done a lot of work on animals. So if you have an animal that needs healing, I can help you with that. And both Casey and I can help you with your own healing. And you can, I mean, just you, I think most people know how to find me. So let me just make sure that you know how to find Casey. Let me go to the brand or banner. So, so if you want to reach out to Dr. Casey, you know, Dr. Casey has been amazing because he's been amazing to us, right? You've taught people so many different things that they normally have to pay to learn. And I was called really to have us not do remote healing, but really just start teaching people because that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's just getting the party started. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah.
That's like what we should have been taught in second grade or first grade or out of the room. Dr. Casey is giving you the foundation of health, which is understanding your own human body and your spiritual body and how it interacts. And so if Tinkerbell, and that's why she wanted to come in here, if Tinkerbell is a bird and she can't lie because she's just a bird, sorry, I don't mean it that way, you're a human in a bird body. She's like, Mom, but meaning that you can't make stuff up, right, honey? Okay. So she's saying, if I can reclaim my health, so can you. And so she's asking people to see the possibility that life doesn't have to be the way that it is for you right now. And so if you're hurting in any way, reach out. Because you don't have to hurt. And if we're not the right ones for you, that's okay. Reach out to someone who can help you. And most importantly, reach out to God. Because God won't ever take you to God. Do you want to add to that at all?
No, I think you got it pretty good. We're here for you. Even if you want to give me a call and we'll just talk about what's going on and you want to see if I feel right for you or not, I'm happy to do that.
Yeah, like a 20-minute free consult. Yeah?
Absolutely. Yep.
I do the same. Mm-hmm. She's like, don't touch my feet, mommy. All right. So we've got about 15 minutes. You want to talk about the, I know I was going to do breath, but what were you,
so there's this there's like techniques like in chiropractics where you touch like, you know, the back of the head and at the top the sacrum, right? So it's like at the top of the butt, like in the middle. And you wait for the pulse points to match up, so it's one synchronous beat. And it's done a lot with babies especially. And I was having like stomach digestive issues last week, and I thought, geez, you know, and I was a little stressed. So what I did is I just put my hand there and put my hand on, you know, the sacrum, and I just held it, and I waited for the energy to feel the same. And then I just completely relaxed. My digestion went back to normal. Mm-hmm. And I thought, geez, I could do this before bed to sleep better. It just puts us in parasympathetic mode, and it's just so easy.
So you're putting your hand
just at the back.
The back.
Back of
my head. Oh, that's easy. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
So it's a broad. So pretty, by the way.
Thank you.
Girls, yeah.
It's a broad contact, you know?
Yep.
And the same thing, I could stand up here too, just to see the back.
Okay, but just like
you just hold that, you know, and if you're not sure, if you're not feeling any kind of pulsing or you have a hard time feeling the energy of it synchronizing, just hold it there for like 1 to 2 minutes.
Okay,
and give your body some time to process and feel that change.
We have a separate meeting going on.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So if somebody wants to come up here, but I'll have to let her do that. We actually have a caller. So why don't we take that caller? And the number is 480-343. We're going to bring you on the air. And give us your name, please, and where you're calling from and what your question is.
Good morning, ladies. This is Chris. I'm in Arizona.
Hi, Chris. I love you. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I love you both. You're both fabulous this morning, too, I see. So I was just calling in to say a few things. So she had asked, or you had asked to expand upon stress release for the forehead. So there's 6 points. Above the eyebrows, you know, they start kind of right where your eyebrows start, and you can feel them when you hit them. So if you take your fingers on both sides of those and you hit, there's 3 on each side, and with intention, hold them. The rule is kind of 2, 2, and 2, right? 2 pounds of pressure for no more than 2 minutes. That also is a fabulous form of stress release. And then the other thing with this is the message that really comes through strongly when it comes to healing and people receiving healing in any form is that in order for the person to really receive the healing, they have to, in their hearts, feel worthy of the gift. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's perfect. Why, and I didn't understand why, thank you, Chris, and I'm going to let you keep talking in just 1 second. That's why they kept on having me pull the card door to romance. It really was
correct.
About, I think it is partly about romantic love, but it's really about the self-love that they want people to tap into.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
Correct.
And I'm like,
which also... Right, which also further opens up, right, like that divine connection between our divine God, whoever that is for you, and ourselves, because, again, we have to feel worthy of, you know, accepting that, of hearing it, of knowing it, of feeling it. And then, interestingly enough, you know, card pulling has never really been my gig, but I'm growing to love them. And so I thought, oh, how interesting. Let's pull a card for the collective. And it was right along the same lines. So I have a Native American deck called White Eagle Medicine Wheel. And the card that dropped, I don't pull them, they drop, was Pipe Carrier. And it's The message for this is the first gift is to yourself, to find time to meditate and reconnect with your true gifts. So it goes right along with the lines of the romance card, love thyself first, right? And that's all. That's all I have to say. You guys are great. This has been a fabulous, fabulous show this morning. Lots of
Thank
wonderful
you.
Information.
Well, I agree with that. You know, when I was about 19 years old, I worked for a man. His name is Tim Harrison. And he's actually in Maine.
Oh, really?
He's in Maine now. He works with lighthouses. And what Tim taught me as a young adult was to take care of myself first. And I worked for him. And he's like, you know, if you've got to pick up your dry cleaning or you need to do whatever it is that and you're going to be 5 minutes late for work, I'd rather you be 5 minutes late for work, get that handled so that you can be completely present for work.
Right.
Yeah, and it was in, as a 19-year-old, I was like, oh, okay, well, that's great. You know, I was 19 when he taught me that. And it really does, everything that we do, if we love ourselves first, we can then love others in the way that we're supposed to love others, which means without expectation, judgment, right? So, in a way, unconditional love. I don't really believe in unconditional love. I believe in we have boundaries. And, you know, people, honor boundaries, and then we give them a lot of grace. And that's, you know, a type of unconditional love. But, you know, I don't believe in the current definition. So go ahead. You're going to say something, Chris.
I was. Actually, yeah, you're right, in a way. We love others unconditionally. No matter who's standing in front of us, they are the same divine being of God and love and light than we are, as we are. The difference is we can look out and notice that and go, oh, brother or sister, I love you unconditionally, but your behavior and your actions don't align with my being and path. So I release you in love and light, and I'm going to go over here, right? It doesn't mean that we have to participate in their behavior or their actions that is not aligned with our soul and our purpose. But we can still love them the same.
Yeah, I love that. What do you think about that, Casey?
Absolutely. It has to be in alignment. And if it's not, people go.
Well, and then some people suffer, right? So some people choose to, you know, walk their own path, and then some people just suffer. Okay, honey. Oh, she has a message. That's why she's doing this. Sometimes mommy's slow. Okay, what's the message? Sorry, can you realize? I'm listening. Do you want to just play or do you have a message? What's the message? Got it. Don't beat yourself up. Because she's like chewing on my hand. Like, don't beat yourself up. Right? Now she's shocked. Mommy can be slow.
Great. Show yourself some grace.
Yes. Now she's calm again. Hilarious. Like, thank you for listening. And I just think she's playing. I think she's being bird, but she's not. Right now she's in human mode. Sorry. So what she...
All right, ladies. I'm going to go ahead and get off of here and let y'all continue.
You are such a gem. Thank you, Chris. Dr. Chris, I'll call you.
Thank you both. Love and light to you and everyone. Have a fabulous day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. So, This has been amazing. Thank you to everyone for showing up today. Thank you to Teddy, to Chris, to Zelda and Vieta. We're so grateful that you showed up today. Jerry Curtin, we're so grateful for your wisdom. And my husband, Andrew, Naima, and I think I've covered everybody who posted, and for those who didn't post and you showed up, we're so grateful. We encourage you to say, just don't forget to tell them not to beat themselves up again. okay, we're going to put you down. Please tune in next week. So next week we have the Organic Consumers Association on with Alexis Baden. She's amazing. She has fought for our rights for clean food. We have new comments. Hold on. Zelda says, awesome show, ladies. Thanks for sharing your expertise. And finally, thank you, Dr. Casey, my sister.
You're so welcome.
Yeah.
Anytime.
And if you want to reach out to Dr. Casey, here's the phone number, 207-502-4119. And the email address is chirotransformation@gmail.com. And she does see people remotely. So I encourage you, if you don't live in that area, it doesn't matter. Health has no boundaries. So, and I have a bird preening my feet right now. Okay. that's her funeral, I'm just going to say. All right. We're going to run the ending, and we are going to see you next week.